podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to Aptly episode 18 of Lost in Translation. I'm May.
And I'm Joe.
And this week, this time, I guess, as we usually do with our Aptly episodes, is Atmon episode 18, Haru and Yujin's Bond. Stop rampaging Rashomon!
Okay.
And we'll just dive into it, as we usually do with our Aptly episodes. So what were your favourite bits, Jay?
My favourite bits were Yujin's backstory and how much he likes Haru, and us just yelling at the screen, when are you going to be evil?
Yeah, we spent a lot of the episode just saying, but you're evil though. And unless the show is completely trying to throw us off track by thinking that Yujin is evil, which I would not put it past the show to do that, because Atmon seems fairly self-aware as a TV show, and they seem to be aware of tropes, and maybe they're just sending us a red herring and trying to mislead us. Right? That could be possible.
It is technically possible.
There would have to be a good explanation to why he has those, like, red dots in his eyes. Like, they could just be the lighting, and he could just be saying how, oh, he's having, like, adventures, and he's not with me, and he's being jealous, and that's, like...
I don't think it's
and
that.
That's, like, the eyes of jealousy or something.
The eyes of jealousy.
But
Afro Man.
Yeah, Afro Man.
Going to
Egypt.
Oh, my
God. That was... Since we're talking about favourite bits, that was one of my favourite bits, how he's just... Poor Afro Man is like, he's with his three, like his two other friends in a group of three, and they're talking about which type of route that I'll go the fastest one, I'll go the easiest way, and Afro Man wants to go the cheapest way and ends up in Egypt because the travel app is broken. So that was really funny. I liked how it was basically Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure there are in Odaiba.
Briefly.
No, the whole time. The whole episode was in Odaiba, I'm pretty sure.
Not the beginning.
Okay, but at the beginning, no. But when that's from.
And that means you were wrong, because you had to concede anything.
No.
Yes?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're in Odaiba. The map looked like it was Odaiba, and it made sense, because it has those two... like monorail tracks and yeah,
but there was no big saw, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, they didn't go to that part of Odaiba.
Nah, so it's lame.
So I thought that was a cute little thing, especially because they were playing Pokemon Go. That's pretty topical because people still play. I still play Pokemon Go.
It is pretty tropical.
Tropical, a tropical Pokemon. So they go out to play El Treasure, and it's which by the way is I'm not sure how they haven't noticed. Hey, El Corp kind of. Has the same logo as Leviathan, and yeah, Leviathan is bad, and they have L everything. There's L Treasure and L Corp, and...
Just gonna have to call it Movie Stupid.
Yeah, it's just... And that's, like, probably one of the one things I don't like about Atmon is that the characters in that, like, in that way are pretty stupid, and it's the only thing they haven't been aware about. But yeah, we'll talk about my favourites. So I'll talk to the rest of my favourites, which was... I like how Musimon actually uses his music.
More or less. It's more of a wind blast, but I guess it works.
Yeah, and I like Gatchmon as always.
I'm going to do a research!
Yeah, no, that was cute. And he actually does do his research powers, even though it was just to look up what it was.
That man's a virus with his weird, like, oh god, World War II helmet. That's not uncomfortable.
And I really liked how Musimon was being the conductor.
Yeah, like, I maintain that there shouldn't have been a compartment for him to be a conductor, but I like the joke of he's basically recorded what the conductor sounds like, and that routine woke the train up. It's a bit stupid, but I
thought it was so cute. And Rashomon, I sort of think, is very similar to Trailmon and Lockamon, but I like his design.
Well, he's just a big train. How hard can you make it different?
The thing I like about Atmon is that all the designs are kind of like chibi versions of a sort of... That app, like, it just looks very chibi. Like, the Rashomon looks like a slightly chibier version of Lockamon and Trailmon. And that's what I always like, that sets them out. Like, you can always tell, oh, that's an Atmon instead of, oh, that's a Digimon, because they have that same sort of style. They're always very kind of short, shorter than the Digimon would be. And you can always, like, see what the difference is, and I really like that.
I want to see the weird chibi things that, like, the bad guys have used to fuse. We don't get to see what Stealthmon and whatever... are when they're not, like, super.
Yeah, because, yeah, they are fused ones.
What if they were adorable?
Probably. I mean, we have Sleepmon, who isn't an Apkatai. Sleepmon's just a standard level.
And it's cute as hell.
I wonder if Sleepmon and Varusmon fuse, because they're the both ones that we've seen that are the standard level and work for L-Corp.
I'm sure every... Oh, not
or Leviathan.
Everything can join up in some manner.
Well, they can app link, but they can't app Gatai, right?
I'm just Gatai is not a word. App and link are.
Are you app Gatai'd?
Yes.
Get it?
Right now. I'm gonna Apka Sleep.
Apka Sleep Mon. I really liked this episode. I thought it was cute. I spent the whole time going, oh, look at that, look at that. It made me happy to watch, and that's what Atmon should do, because it's a very happy anime.
Eri was sneaking around because she wanted to play the app without getting noticed.
Oh, Eri's just... She didn't say she was going to Dokkan punch anyone this episode.
She did, though.
She punched... Yeah. Dokkamon in the face. She punched Dokkamon in the face, but she didn't say she was going to give anyone explosive heart punch for not giving the El treasure. She didn't say that to Yujin, saying, you calm me down or I'll give you a Dokkan punchy.
I'll give you a puncher face.
And that, I like that. I like that she doesn't have to always say it. And I like that she's like this shy person with glasses who has her hair tucked into her scarf and a scarf covering her mouth and she's being all shy. She is adorable, and I like her in this episode. And, yeah, I like all the characters in this episode, even Astra. And, yeah, I really, really liked the backstory with Yujin and Haru, with Haru being such a sweetie, and they're friends, and it's so sweet.
And you liked how they played soccer, too.
Yeah.
It's not football, though.
It's football.
It's soccer.
What about negative bits? Did you have any?
Not really. Yeah, the whole thing was quite competent.
Yeah, I can't think of any negatives. I mean, at the same time, I wouldn't say it's one of the best episodes, like the top ones we've seen.
No, it was very much like you hit the fundamentals of good, and you great, awesome. You did fine. Nothing was like spectacular about it, but everything was quite good, and that's where it's at. This is like your solid 8,
which is good. Like it's an Atmon 8, which is a Frontier 10, right?
Yeah, it would be.
It's a nice. So watching Atmon's a nice break from Frontier because all the characters are fairly likable in their own ways. They have their problems because they're characters, like they're good, like realistic characters. And I don't want to like punch them all the time. Dokkan punch them.
That's enough of that.
And I really like the characters. So I don't really have any negative bits. Speaking of characters, favorite character. We can't say Gatchmon every week though.
Well, it wasn't. It was Haru this week.
It's always Haru or okay.
Well, maybe they should stop being the best characters then.
I'm going to try and abstain from saying Haru and Gatchmon.
You're going to say Yujin, aren't you?
No, I'm going to say Yuzumon.
Oh, well, that's lame.
Also, my favourite character moment was when Astra, Yujin, and Haru like jump over the fence. And Astra does it pretty cool. Like, he's like, yeah. And Yujin's like, I'm a main character. And Haru's just like, I'm a main character. And then falls on his face.
He flops over.
He's so good. I love him so much. Miscellaneous bits?
I don't know. Did we not cover all the main points here?
I think we did. Like, it was a pretty solid episode.
Just when she punched Dokkamon in the face, that's really it.
Yeah, the intro.
He's walking around with a big bandage on his eyes.
Like, it took me a bit to, like, in the first few minutes when they're showing you the game, I'm like, this is kind of like Pokemon Go. This is like Pokemon Go.
This is Pokemon Go. Except it's not, there's no Pokemon. It's just treasure.
Yeah, but it's very sort of similar with the AR camera. And I really liked that. I like how they were being topical, or tropical as you would say, Jay.
I didn't say that, you just said that.
Nah.
Definitely.
For ranking, I found this quite an hard episode to place because we've had so many good episodes recently. So I've put it, I put it under 17. So I feel like, which is the Eri episode that we had last week, because that episode was good and it was also character development for a character that isn't the Goggle Kid. And this one was a good episode and it had, you know, some backstory between Haru and Yujin. And it had, like, some cute moments. And I think it's even better than episode 3, which was the character I raised is stark naked, roleplay him on school dungeon, even though I loved that episode. And that was, until recently, like, top 3. And now, I feel like since we've had 15, 16, 17, and 18, they've now been the top episodes. Which is good, because we went through a period where all the top episodes were going down the bottom, and we were very worried. And now it seems to be picking up the pace. Sure, we're not having any of Gatchmon doing his Google searches during the battle.
I miss it so much.
Yeah, I miss it too. But we didn't have any Apkatai in this episode. It was just the cause of the virus just had to be defeated and then Reshamon was cured. They didn't have to fight Reshamon.
And it was a really easy fight too. It was so easy that Gatchmon could fight, do the whole thing himself with one attack.
Well, Musimon helped. Musimon blew away the viruses.
He enabled the fight to begin. Mm. He wasn't in the fight.
Yeah, so I think that was pretty cool. I don't know. I like how they're using Musimon. I like how they're using Gatchmon. I wish Dokkamon was in this, because I like Dokkamon.
Nah, he was blind. He got punched in the face. He was too busy being dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and he had that bandage. That was cute.
His heart was punched. His heart's in his eyes.
Oh, no. Well, he's got a very big head. It's probably got some of his vital organs in there. So the ranking I've recently just put up on our website. So I'll start linking to that. So I'll link that in the description. And hopefully that's like a good way to get people onto our website. It's sort of the first sort of thing that I want to have on our website, because I do want to have our website to be more than just, you know, a thing saying this is a podcast, go to iTunes, which is what it sort of was until I added this ranking. I'm looking forward to this, like, continuing Atmon thing. I'm looking forward to the next episode, which we're now in the outro, so the next episode is called The Net Ocean is in a Big Pinch. The time has come, Ultimate App Fusion. And I'm really excited to see the Ultimate App Fusion. I want to see if there's, like, a trigger to it, or is if they just sort of, like, Taimon says, okay, fine, you've proven yourself, here, have me. Or if
have me! Take me now!
Or if it's, like, a bit, like, I don't know, a bit more complex than that, which I would like. And I expect, yeah, I constantly expect Atmon to get pretty complex with whatever happens. I have faith in this show, which some hopefully doesn't come back to bite me on the bum. Because I was pretty worried early on in the show when we're, a few episodes ago, like, when we're having, like, the episodes.
The slump?
The slump of, like, that started when Astra was introduced. And that we had, like, all these episodes that were just okay, but they weren't as good as other episodes, and we're, continually putting them down the bottom. So I'm happy that we're out of that slump, and hopefully we just continue to get better episodes, because I have lots of faith in the show. So you can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. And we now have a website where I will be linking our Apply ranking. Yeah. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Atmon subreddit. And we'd really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and or Stitcher.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is also Stevie on YouTube, and the link is in the description, Wu Jinglong, who is at twitch.tv/Wu Jinglong, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishbobamba, Hiro Lato, who is at Hiro Lato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Magic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, which you can find on SoundCloud, Shisai, who you can follow at Shisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, The Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Smile Wolfie, Lupin, and Tom.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which you can find linked in the description. It's paypal.me/airdramon, and make sure to let us know for the podcast. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Bye! Bye.